Serious story now. The price of oil is falling fast. Crude is at a 12-year low. Some varieties are already selling at just $30 a barrel. Good for the car business, not so much for oil producers like Nigeria, Venezuela, and Saudi Arabia. Even formerly booming North Dakota is hurting. David Goldwyn is a former State Department Special Envoy for International Energy Affairs. He's now the president of Goldwyn Global Strategies. $30 a barrel, do you think that's a bottom, David?
Good to be with you, John. Actually, I don't think it's the bottom. It seems that this battle for market share led by Saudi Arabia is pushing production up and prices down. So the bottom could be in the 20s rather than $30.
Is this all Saudi Arabia? I mean, if they suddenly said, all right, we're done, what do you think the elasticity would be at that point?
Well, it depends on what you mean by we're done. They've been pushing up production as prices have been sinking. But if there were to be a production cut, then you could see prices rebound quite significantly. The overhang is probably around 1.5 to 2 million barrels a day. That's not that much in an 80 million barrel a day market. So if they were to engineer a production cut as they did in 1986, as they did in 1999, and cut back 2 million barrels a day, we'd see prices in the 60s. I think probably, by the end of the year. But the politics don't seem to point in that direction at this moment.
But still, Iran is not online. Libya is not online. And there's a lot of Iraqi capacity left to come online, right?
That's right. If peace breaks out in Libya, which I think is devoutly to be wished, but unlikely to last very long, then you could see them rebound from close to zero back to maybe 800,000 barrels a day. Iraq, I think, is capped by infrastructure and the fact that they are having to devote most of their budget now to fighting ISIL. And I think we're unlikely to see. We'll see Iran come back maybe in the 300,000 to 400,000 barrel a day range, not the kind of numbers they've been talking about. But you're right, we could have some supply surprises to the upside. Demand does not seem to be picking up, so that's why I think the bottom could be in the 20s rather than 30s.
And so that red line above which it's profitable and below which it's just kind of madness to even think about investing in oil, that would incorporate the North Sea, the Arctic, places like Venezuela, which is sort of running out of oil, and the tar sands, correct?
That's correct. And I think you can add to that all of the deep water in sub-Saharan Africa and offshore Brazil and a good part of the Gulf of Mexico as well. And the only people who can really produce oil profitably at $30 a barrel are the countries in the Arab OPEC. That's really Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and the UAE. The Northern Gulf, even Iran, Iraq, they're close to that, but they're higher than that. Everybody else is really going to need somewhere in the 50s to 60s to have sustainable production, and many of those areas you mentioned even higher than that.
Anything the president said about the success of sustainable energy like solar and wind, did that have anything to do with this or no?
Not really that much. Most of what the president talked about, the clean energy revolution, has to do with electricity, and very few countries still use oil for electricity, although some in the Caribbean and Central America do, and they'll probably be moving to natural gas. So we'll need a revolution in transportation in order to really impact the oil market. And that's really the irony and the thing to be feared here is that the long-term demand for oil from the developing world is really quite strong. So we're in a cycle right now. But if investment falls off and the economies recover, demand's going to pick up and we're going to be short of supply. And you'll have two places to look for big increments. One is going to be the Arab OPEC countries again, but the other is probably going to be the United States, where we can be not a swing producer, but a surge producer. But there'll be a lot of pain in between.
Pain, though? I mean, doesn't this amount to a surplus in the sense that we're keeping that oil as an insurance policy in the ground by not pumping it now before we go?
Well, it works for the United States, but I have to say the thing to worry about is there, if you don't have big cash reserves and if you're not adapting to this market and if you don't have a diversified economy, you're in trouble. And that's Nigeria and Venezuela and probably Iraq. And so countries like Mexico are trying to use low fuel prices for cheaper electricity and more investment. But I think in the developing world, you're going to see a lot of pain. But for the U.S., we'll be back.
And there's not enough Advil to deal with Russia's pain right now, I would say, probably, David.
Not the pain they're giving or the pain they're suffering.
David Goldwyn is former State Department Special Envoy for International Energy Affairs. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.